Micheál, Una, producer Scally is here as well. And I won't lie, we're kind of struggling this morning.
Struggling in a big way. I'm having a mare. I got up this morning. There was dog poop all over the kitchen.
No.
Oh man, I mean it was nasty.
Was it smelly?
It was smelly and sludgy.
And was it like smeared all over the tiles and stuff like that?
All over the floor, yeah.
Disgusting.
So it was disgusting. Yeah, so disgusting.
Disgusting.
Disgusting, as my twins say. And then that was fine. I cleaned that up. Came in here. My headphones broke.
Oh no.
I get over that, Mickey. I get over that. That's fine. That's no bother. But when I went into the kitchen and I realised that the coffee machine was broken, that's just the straw that broke the camel's back.
It's such a killer. Like, our coffee isn't the nicest in the world when it is fully working, but yeah, my God, it is a crap this morning.
I can't. It tastes burnt. It's burnt coffee. I can't. And listen, I palate most coffees now at this time of the morning, but that one is unpalatable.
We don't even have instant coffee in the press to bring out on mornings like this. If there is anyone around us at the minute, anyone within a 5-minute radius, please do drop up 3 cappuccinos. We're in a bad way.
Yeah, yeah.
Come here, Secret Santa. It's happening this coming Thursday in this office.
Yes, yeah. Exciting.
So I told you before, I'm not doing it, right?
Grinch.
I got a call over the weekend though to say that someone had pulled out and they didn't want someone not getting a present. So
Why
I am
would
now.
Someone pull out of Secret Santa?
They mightn't be around or they mightn't have time to get the present. I'm not really sure, but anyway, I am now in the place of that someone. So my question for you is, Una, hypothetically is all I'm saying. If I was to get you something for Christmas, what on earth would I get you?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hypothetically.
You have just ruined Secret Santa because it's the whole point is
no.
Secret.
Hypothetically. I don't have you.
Oh
Matt.
Yeah, right.
I don't have you.
Your eyes moved to the left there. You were telling lies.
But I'm just saying, okay. If I did, because I don't have that much time to get you something or like someone something is
okay,
what I'm
saying. Okay, so yeah. Firstly, what I would say is, okay, for me, it's 20 euro, yeah? Feel free to go over that. That's my advice, okay?
we're not allowed. That's the rules. No, 20 euro is the cutoff point. It's up to 20 euro, not at least 20.
Oh, my dear. I'm up at 35 for my Secret Santa.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You are the tightest person I've ever come across in my life.
The tightest person I'm.
There is
I'm
no
so
way you've spent.
It's unbelievable.
35 yes. euro.
Yeah, so far.
Not a hope in
hell. I'm telling you. What do I want? Do you know what? I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, come on.
No, just,
you can't do that.
I can't do it. Just don't disappoint me.
And hypothetically,
if you did get me, just don't disappoint me.
What on earth do I get someone like Una?
A voucher for a massage.
For 20 euro?
I get my head massaged.
You choke me. You get one of your baby fingers massaged for that, for God's sake.
Let me lift you. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Well, Una, hypothetically, if I was to get you something for Secret Santa, 20 euros loads, isn't it?
Oh my God, no. You are allowed to go over the 20 euro, Mickey.
I disagree. Rules are rules.
Two things there, Al Mikey. Secret Santa, you don't bloody tell the person. And the second thing, you toys, well, who are you? Huh? You won't spend the money. Where are you from? There's hardly that county by eyesight, man, is it?
The bullying that I get from listeners on a daily occurrence just is not fair, and I am writing to my lawyers right now.
iRadio's Survey Says with Kevin Egan Cars.
You tight out, who are you? Scally.
So funny.
Hit us. What is Survey Says for today?
According to a study, just under 30% of Irish people buy this weekly. What is it?
Just under 30% of Irish people buy this weekly.
Every week.
Okay, I'm going to say a box of chocolates.
Oh, a bit of a treat for themselves.
Like a box of Heroes or Celebrations or Roses or a Quality Street if you're tight.
Or proper box.
If you're a tight whore.
Yourself. No, it's not a box of chocolates. No, good guess though.
Sausage rolls and the deli.
Oh yeah, all the treats coming out. That is a good, more than weekly. Yeah, that is a good shout. It's not the answer. No.
What about? Oh, what about when you're going shopping and you forget your plastic bag? So you go and you have to buy one of the reusable ones in the shop.
You've got no choice.
I always do it, and I leave it in the car.
Oh,
yeah. And then I'm like, oh, I can't go out to the car, so you just pay again. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's such a trek to go, and you have to go, oh, excuse me, 1 second, shopkeeper, I just have to run out of the car. It takes too long.
I know, it does take too long.
There's about 40
yes,
people in the queue behind you.
I know, cursing
your name.
Can't do it.
I found out they don't have the plastic ones there, so you have to get the good ones that you pay more for. You're like, oh, I just wanted a normal plastic one.
I know.
They're charging for paper ones now.
I know, it's got all sustainable and all that, chat.
Yeah. No, it's not the bags, but that is a very good shout. I do that as well.
Is it the lotto?
Oh, yeah. Why not? You've got to be in it to win it. It's not the answer. No.
Is it an entry into the cash machine?
Pulling out everything now. No, it is not.
Grr, no. Okay, 087-1102-107. Give it to us one more time, Skelly.
Just under 30% of Irish people buy this every week. What is it?
Okay, get your guess in right now to 087-1102-107. Slap it on the face to us, Skelly. What is services for today?
Just under 30% of Irish people buy this every week. What is it?
Interesting. Sinead, what are we thinking?
Hi, guys. Is Scally Sally today their local paper? Mm-hmm. To get all the news. Sinead in Africa.
Yeah.
Where is Sinead?
Sinead in Africa.
Is it Sinead in Africa? Okay, Sinead, are you right?
It's Knockficker. Sinead in Knockficker.
Oh, is it?
That's what it sounds like. Sinead in Africa.
It's going to take a while to drag me away from you.
What a banger.
Scotty is right.
Not right, no. Good guess, though.
Right. Ricky.
Morning. Ricky here in Sligo. Is the answer for Scotty's answer today toothpaste?
Toothpaste? Now.
Man likes to brush his teeth a lot.
Going through a tube a week. Yeah,
yeah, but he's got very good dental hygiene. If that's important in
brush
life.
Brush your teeth away.
Yeah, well, not really.
No.
Scally, is it right?
No, it's not right, no.
Okay, 087-1102-107. Keep your guesses coming in. Scally, go.
Just under 30% of Irish people buy this every week. What is it that?
Interesting. Claudia says a spice. I know. She says purple snacks.
Purple snacks. Is this Claudia or Una? Yeah, it's a good show.
It's a great buy every week, yeah. Eamon says it's a toilet paper.
Toilet paper?
Yeah.
Toilet paper.
Weekly shop.
Yeah, not a hope.
No, no, it's not. It's not toilet paper. You go
what?
To you buy a pack of toilet paper every week.
Of course I do.
No, you
don't. It's not just one pack, as in like one roll. Yeah. You get the like the big ones where there's eight in them.
And you go every through one of them a week.
Of course, it's
eight toilet rolls.
Eight toilet rolls. It's not something that you can run out of, Mickey.
Yeah, but eight toilet rolls a week.
Yeah.
Eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 toilet rolls every week.
There might be two left, but you'd still go and buy the 8-pack to have it there.
So you go through 6 a week.
Well, what do you go through?
Just, how many poops do you do per
it's
week?
It's not just me in the house. It's not just me. I've got twins.
How many poops does Ronaldo do? My God. 8 toilet rolls.
Look. I asked you a question. How much do you go through?
Definitely not 8. I would say probably 4 in the week. And that's between, like, 4 people in a house.
Oh, my God. You're so tight now. You count the sheets of toilet paper. Oh, my day.
Are we actually there's branding Mickey me inside blue. Here?
One sheet is plenty.
Is it right, Scott?
No, it's not the right
answer.
You're
so tight ass. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Give us the answer.
Answer is 30% of Irish people every week they'll buy a spice bag. A little treat for themselves.
Nice.
I think
nice.
I saw that coming in on WhatsApp. Very good. Yeah. Well done to whoever got that right today.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Rhyme it, just a little bit, no, all of it.
Playing Rhyme It this morning is Lauren from Westmeath. Lauren, how are you?
Hi, Lauren.
I'm great, how are you?
Great, you're a primary school teacher. What class have you got?
I've got first and second class mixed.
Oh, and are they having any Christmas concert this year? Any nativity play?
Yes, we're actually doing our nativity play tomorrow.
Oh,
oh my God.
Amazing. Shout out first and second class. What school?
It's a school out in Meath.
School in Meath.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Just staying tight-lipped. And what songs will they be singing? Is it the usual?
All the generic ones, yeah.
Oh, very good. My twins are in a play tomorrow.
Are they?
Four. Yeah, they're in play school. Sadie's playing Mary and she's got two lines. Oscar Elga. Yeah. She says, Tá tarsha arama Yosef. Tommy four.
It's great. Like, she's only 4 inches under Irish already. Isn't that class?
Great.
And what's Ronaldo or what's Jamie playing?
Neymar.
Neymar,
Neymar this week. Or is he Ronaldo this week? He is a shepherd. He's a shepherd. I don't think he has a line.
Lauren, when you were in school, did you have any parts of the nativity? Were you Mary?
No, I definitely wasn't. I was like one of the background characters.
Oh, you were like a tree or something, were you?
Yeah, probably. I can't remember.
Okay, Lauren from Westmeath, are you ready to play a game of Rhyme It this morning?
Yes, I think so.
Wonderful. Do you know how it works?
Yep.
Great. Una, do you want to remind us anyway?
Okay, so I'm going to give you a word, Lauren, and every question I ask you, the answer is going to rhyme with that word. So okay. Today's word is plug, P-L-U-G, plug, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start the timer in 3, 2, 1, let's go.
You drink your tea out of this.
Mug.
When I'm feeling anxious, I need a?
Hug.
A type of small dog with a funny face.
Pug.
When I'm asked a question and don't know the answer, I make this movement.
Shrug.
A container with a handle and a lip for pouring drinks.
Pass.
Another word for antibiotics when you're unwell.
Pass.
A harmful microorganism or bacterium. Time is up.
Time. Lauren, you were flying it.
Up until we got to question 5, a container with a handle and a lip for pouring drinks is a jug. And another word for antibiotics when you're unwell is a drug. And a harmful microorganism or bacterium is a bug.
Oh,
so you got
they're coming to me now.
The pressure when you're on.
I feel like when you fall off the horse, it's very hard to get back on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially this hour of the morning.
True. Lauren, you put in a stellar performance in fairness to you. How many did we get in the end?
Did we get 4?
We got 4 in the end. We'll see at the end of the week if that is enough to get whatever is in Una's drawers. How does that sound?
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Great. Best of luck with the play.
Thank you, I'll need it.
You're super cute.
See you later, Lauren.
Bye.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and
Una. It's time for Auntie Una on iRadio. Are we ready to go?
Hey, guys. I have so much fear right now.
Oh, no.
If I could bottle it, I'd be a billionaire. Ooh, sounds ominous. Firstly, I was at my work Christmas party.
Never a good start, is it? True story.
Yeah. I called the boss hon. I mean, oh my God. He just gave me a weird look. So the staff Christmas party was on Friday and my work wife, as in my work bestie, was sick. So I didn't plan on staying long. Famous last words. My gorgeous work wife fancies one of the guys in accounts. I mean, she's had a huge thing for him since day one. So I'm just going to say it. I shifted him in the queue for chips.
Oh, for God's sake.
He's been messaging me as well, and I don't know what to do. Should I tell my bestie or say nothing and hope it all goes away?
Oh, my God. If you're going to do it right, girl. Like, in the chipper.
Oh, my God.
The salt and vinegar. Oh, the smell of her breath and everything. Sorry.
Is that where your mind goes to
whoever
like
sent this in, by the way.
She just shifted her work besties. The fella that her work bestie fancies. But you do have a point about the chips. But there's something nice about that as well if they were sharing a bag of chips, do you know?
No, I disagree. No. If it was a romantic setting and they really did fancy each other and they just saw that as an opportunity and the chipper was the best place for it, no problem.
But no, this is sloppy. I mean, like...
It's so sloppy. He has a battered sausage in one hand as well. You can just tell. And a big curry stain all over his lips.
Oh my God. You have set the scene so much, Mickey. I feel like I'm there.
And those lights are so bright in the chipper at 2:30 in the morning.
I can taste the curry. I can taste the curry. Keep going.
You want to shift this girl's friend as well.
Oh, okay. I mean, you're going to have to come clean. You can't. This won't go away.
Is that the question? She
doesn't know what to do. She says the fear. She says she has so much fear right now. If she could bottle it, she'd be a billionaire. And I totally understand why. She can't hide this because if it was in the chipper, other people would have seen and it'll be mentioned casually at work. Also, the guy is messaging her.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Stop.
Like, yeah, okay.
That's his problem, though. Like, he's the problem here. Stop messaging that girl.
But he might like her.
I wonder, is he oblivious to the other girl liking him?
I think so. I think that, Amy, you're going to have to go to your work bestie's house with a bunch of roses and some humble pie and just absolutely tell her straight away, like...
That's really hard to do.
It's really hard to do. I don't know. Yeah, but like, I mean, what if she starts fancying this guy now?
Please God, no. Please God, no.
Okay,
we have enough
Amy
drama.
What's Amy going to do? 087-110-2107.
Michal and Una here. Producer Scally is as well, who has dropped in some coffees and saved our lives. Thank you very much
for
that.
Thank you.
Una, hit us.
Okay, so Amy's been in touch and she says... Her exact words are, I have so much fear right now. If I could bottle it, I would be a billionaire. So she was at the work Christmas party on Friday. Listen, things happen. There's tinsel, there's mistletoe, there's hormones, shenanigans. Anyway, her work bestie wasn't there. But a guy from accounts who her work bestie really fancies was there. And Amy ended up shifting him in the queue for the chipper.
My God.
Now she just feels horrific. And I totally get why. Yeah. Niamh in Sligo says, tell her she shouldn't have so much fear she didn't rob someone's husband.
That's
one way of looking at it.
That is so fair. Yeah. That is so fair. I don't think these two were together in the first place, were they?
Nope.
Lisa, what are you saying, girl?
Good morning, iRadio. How are we?
Good.
Oh my God. Salty, shifty kisses. Anyway, I think she needs to be upfront and honest with her best friend and just sit her down and tell her exactly what happened, because... it's going to get out. If he's texting her now, that means trouble. And her bestie is going to find out about it. So she needs to be open and honest and just get it out of the way and tell her up front. And then just take it from there. So yeah, have a great day, guys.
Yeah, thanks very much, Lisa. With a good head on her shoulders, I feel.
Yeah, but imagine having that conversation, though. It's easier said than done. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Your face, and that's really hard.
It's tough, especially because this girl wasn't even at the party. Like, if you can do it in front of them, it's nearly even better. Do you know what I mean?
There's a sense of betrayal there that her friend will feel.
There is, absolutely.
Sorry, Amy, I don't mean to make your fear any worse. Like, it's only a small thing. Do you know what I mean?
Amy brought the story to us.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Amy. Okay, Amy, right. Help for Amy, 087-110-2107. Is there anything else she can do? Or is there anything she could say to her friend?
Philip also got in touch really quickly.
Remind the sloppy shifting. Where's this chipper? If they're queuing up to go into it, it must be good.
Auntie Una, baby. Bring us back.
Right, so Amy has been in touch. And she says she has so much fear right now, if she could bottle it, she'd be a billionaire. And I kind of understand why. Oh, we forgot the fact that she called the boss hon. And he was like,
yes.
Whatever. Yeah, that's
a side part to this whole story.
That's a side part, but it's also like...
It is bad.
It's cringe, yeah. Sorry, Amy.
So that party was on Friday, so that means that she's probably going to see that boss today.
Yeah. So her work bestie didn't go... Right. But the fella that her work bestie really fancies, the guy from accounts, was there. Now Amy admitted that she shifted him in the queue for chips and that he's been messaging her.
I'm judging you so bad right now, Amy.
Oh, like, okay, right. Well, as someone said, calm down, you didn't rob someone's husband, so that's also true.
Yep.
Do you know?
Agreed. Another text came in from Emer in Selbridge. Bring your work wife for a coffee at the end of this week. Explain everything and be honest about your feelings. By the time you come back in the new year, it may be forgotten about.
Lads, that girl made a massive mistake. Work besties are so important. What did she do? That's from Emer in Hayes.
I get that as well. Emers getting in on this. Emers know what to do in
life.
They
do.
They're great people. My sister's Emer. She's great for advice.
Oh, very good.
Emers are great on Auntie Una.
Yup, the Emers. I'm going to read a message out here now. And it's perhaps one of the best stories that we have ever been. It's so juicy. It's so juicy. Okay, here we go. OMG, I know how that girl feels. I ended up getting with the big boss at our Christmas party 2 years ago.
Oh, the big boss.
The big boss. We thought we were being discreet in the ladies' toilet, but sure, everyone knew it was us. I found out after the party that this big boss was actually engaged.
Oh,
the snake. Even talking about it now, I feel like someone standing in my grave. Christmas parties, lads, so dangerous. Stay safe out there. Anon in Monaghan.
Anon? Anon. Oh, Anon. Sorry. Anon. As soon as you said Anon, I was like, who's the big boss? Is it the bishop or the pope?
El papi.
Oh, oh, the bishop who's engaged and also getting frisky in the toilets. What? No,
sorry, I didn't pronounce that correctly. Anon. Anon.
Oh, that's so
Anon,
good.
Anon. And imagine if it was Anon, though. Wow.
That not. Just changes the
it's
whole
not,
thing.
It's not. Christmas party, that's a good message anyway from the nun.
Oh.
Stay safe out there.
Jesus Christ. 087-1102-107. Keep your texts coming in. What should Amy do in this situation? Let us know. 087-1102-107. What should the nun do? What should the bishop do? What should the pope do in this situation too?
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Go, go, go. Or trash.
What do you mean, or trash?
Because you're not doing it. It throws me off.
Truth or trash, baby. This is where we tell some lies or we tell the truth, and it is up to you to decide who is telling fibs and who is to be trusted. Okay, Una doesn't like to go first, so Scully, would you like to kick us off?
I will kick us off, yes. The season of gold giving for Christmas times and giving presents. The earth contains enough gold to completely cover its surface in gold. That's what I'm saying. So much gold on this planet.
Truth.
Truth.
I think it could probably do it twice over, in fact.
Twice over? Mm. It is true.
Yes.
The planet contains a sizable amount of gold, and the Earth's core contains 99% of the precious metal, which is enough to carry 1.5 feet of gold across the planet.
Very good. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Una, do you want to go next?
No.
Great. Okay, a kangaroo has broken the Guinness World Record for the highest jump by any animal or mammal in the past, reaching 28 meters in height. Is that truth or is that trash?
That's 20 meters, very, very high.
28
meters.
28 meters. Oh, see, they can jump higher than probably any other animal, I'm guessing. That high? Yeah. Is this on a trampoline?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to say it's true.
I'm going to say trash, unless they jumped off something.
Lads, come here. 28 metres. Yeah. Give it to you in feet. It's, hold up now. It's 91 feet. There was no way in hell a kangaroo was going to reach that height.
Okay, well, I'm not good. If you had said, give it to me in the old language, in the old dialect of feet and inches, I would have known. But you're hitting me with meter squared and everything. Sure, how am I supposed to know?
91 feet. Will you stop the lights right here to give us yours?
Okay, so we were chatting about Paul Mescal earlier. He was at the Irish premiere of Hamnet last night with Jesse Buckley. And he was asked by a reporter what his favourite comfort food is. So Paul actually gave a nod to his local chipper in Maynooth, and this was his answer. He said, as you know from the Denny's ad, I'm a big fan of sausages. You can't beat a battered sausage from the chipper with a curry, cheese, chips and a portion of coleslaw to dip the sausage in. Failing that, I do love a fish finger sandwich with salad cream.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Paul's sausages is just coming to mind. I don't know if you've seen that video. I need to show you that later on. I'm going to halftime. Sorry, Una. You're just
Have you ever had a fish finger sandwich with salad cream?
Never. And I doubt Paul Mescal has either. Yeah. To be honest with you, I think it is the biggest load of trash.
It's not trash.
It is trash.
It is trash.
It is trash. Well, you are so right. God. Yeah.
God.
But like, I can imagine. Do you know, if anyone from Maynooth now is listening and they go to the same chipper as Paul used to go to.
Romeo's, I think Maynooth is a good one.
Yeah. So could you let us know what was Paul's order? 087-1102-107.
And can you just confirm that it wasn't a fish finger sandwich? Because you can't get that in a chip shop.
No, but he makes it, his mom makes that for him. Fish finger sandwich with salad cream.
You're still trying to convince me here. It's just not right.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
So Amy was in touch with us earlier. She ended up shifting a work colleague in the queue for a chipper after the Christmas night out. So it just kind of got us thinking, like, if there is a rom-com set in a chipper in Ireland, which would make for excellent viewing and great TV, by
It'd
the way.
It'd be unbelievable. Never mind a film, you can make a whole TV series out of it.
Yeah, unbelievable, Jeff. So, we want to know, like, what could we call it?
Okay. 087-102-107. Any suggestions in yet?
What could you name it? Huns and Buns? Baps and Schlaps? Yeah, that's my burger.
Excellent. 087-102-107. Keep your suggestions coming in. Una, you have become a bit of a businesswoman this morning. A gap in the market has appeared.
Yeah, so I think that we need to have an Irish rom-com set in a chipper. And we want to know what you would call this rom-com. We've had some brilliant suggestions so far, like Fish and Shift. Yes. Fry Hard. Love it.
Fry Hard. This also came in.
Chips, dips, and swinging hips.
Love it. Keep your suggestions coming in on 087-102-107. We are talking about chip shops that are a little bit romanticised in their names. Is that
loving
right?
A chip. So we want to set. We want. To have a rom-com, right?
You're not well.
Building a chipper in Ireland, and we want the name for it because it's going to be gold. Paul Mescal's going to take the lead role.
Lisa in Knockcrockery.
I actually would have two. The first one would be Shift and Drift, or the second one would be the Shift Box.
The Shift Box?
Yeah, I think the Shift Box definitely is ideal.
Shift Box.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's kind of like Chip Shop, isn't it?
Yeah, Chip Box.
Kind of. Jane Downey, what are you saying?
I'm actually bent over laughing at you playing Ray, Where the Hell's My Husband? Clearly, he's on the chipper.
He's in the chipper.
Oh, I love it. Philip.
Coming to cinema soon, Nuggets and Knockers.
Philip.
Too early for that
nonsense. It's a love story. It's not an adult movie, Philip.
Wait, what are Knockers?
I'm not saying.
I don't know either. Keep your suggestions coming in. 087-1-102-107. If a chip shop was named something else, that would be a perfect place for a romantic date.
Are you on my team?
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.